Hey everyone, welcome to the first episode of Pablo's Thoughts Podcast, the podcast where I share topics that are interesting to me, such as technology, blogging, the indie web, and so much more. I'm your host, Pablo Morales, and I'm absolutely thrilled to embark on this journey with you. You can find me online at lifeofpablo.com, lifeofpablo.com. And you can find me elsewhere online by going to lifeofpablo.com/link in bio. Click on the appropriate links. So now a little bit about me. I have a background in education, but I always loved working with technology as a young kid. I remember using an iMac G3 when I was 5 years old. I knew then that technology was important to me. I also participate in the indie web. My journey to start this podcast was inspired by many individuals. I remember doing voice blogs when I was younger using a service called SayNow, which was acquired by Google. Ever since, I've been wanting to record podcasts, but never got around to it until now. In each episode, I'll introduce a thought or topic to discuss. Topics can include interviews, solo reflections, audio snippets, and maybe a few surprises along the way. If you're looking to be a guest on the podcast, email me at podcast@lifeofpablo.com or send me a web mention to the podcast site. So let's dive into today's topic. Today's topic is blogging. Most people know what a blog is or know the concept of blogging. So what is blogging? Blogging refers to writing, photography, or other media that's self-published online. Blogging is a powerful medium for expression and communication. There is a blog for everything these days. Your friend, your cousin, your teacher, someone you might know has a blog of some sort. Hey, they're pretty cool. Common sites where you find blogs are going to be WordPress. WordPress seems to be the de facto blogging platform, or at least it's been that for the longest time. A lot of people like me, as I mentioned, self-host using either WordPress or another CMS platform. So blogging can occur in various different ways. There's no right or wrong way. I've been blogging since 2010. So about 13 years is when I first wrote my first blog post to help me enter the world of blogging. I was only a teenager when I started, and now fast forward, I'm in my late 20s. I write on various topics ranging from technology to things happening in my daily life. I self-host at my blog at lifeofpablo.com. I use the CMS Datenstrom. It is a flat file CMS. I used WordPress in the past, but I wanted to move to something different many years ago. I mentioned earlier that I used the service SayNow. It was a free service that let fans and celebrities connect with one another via voice and text messaging. I wasn't a celebrity, of course, but I definitely enjoyed recording my voice for audio post. People would call into the assigned number I signed up for, and they would listen to my audio posts and reply to what I wrote. People could also text me. It was fun to do, but definitely something that kind of left a mark on me. I'm really happy that I started to blog a lot more than I did this year than ever. I'm really happy I started to blog a lot more this year than ever. This year, I allowed myself to be more focused and to be more expressive. It has helped me socialize in ways I haven't done so in many years. I wrote a blog post a while ago about how blogging is one piece of the puzzle to put me back together. For many years, I lost who I was as a person, and as a result, I stopped writing, not just blogging. Blogging has been such a powerful tool to me. Blogging has helped me document various parts of my life, such as traveling and solidifying my interests. Blogging is way healthier in social media. It allows me to be the person I want to be. It allows me to be more authentic with others, but most importantly, myself. Blogging helps me solidify my thoughts. It has helped me get over my fear of worrying so much about what people think about me. As silly as it sounds, it took me a long time to get over it. I simply write and hope to impact at least one person with my posts in a positive manner. The possibilities are endless. Blogging comes in so many different formats. It comes in audio, video, photos, etc. It can be with a lot of text or very minimal text. It depends how you want to convey your message. I believe everyone should own their data and not rely solely on social media sites. We know the fates of sites of yesteryear and the one social media that we don't speak of. Happy blogging! If you have any questions or comments on this episode, please email me at podcast@lifeapollo.com or reply to this episode using a web mention. Thank you.